exciting news now, because scientists have come up with a clever idea which might help us to make even better body scans happen. Now, one of the things that you can do when you want to do a body scan, rather than just putting magnetism or x-rays through a patient, is to add something called a contrast agent. This goes into various parts of the body, and what it does is soak up x-rays, or it amplifies a magnetic signal so that different tissues can be seen more clearly on the scan. A good example of this is something like a barium enema or a barium meal. When someone swallows some barium, the barium soaks up x-rays, so when the patient gets put into a scanner, the x-rays don't go through the barium as well, and since the barium should be coating the surface of, say, the intestine, it means that the wall of the intestine becomes much clearer. Thing is, though, when you want to scan organs and look at the blood supply to those organs, if you want to put a contrast agent into the blood supply, because blood is moving, it keeps washing the contrast agent away, and this means that you either have to give very big doses of the contrast, which can be toxic to patients, or it can also be very expensive. Now researchers have come up with a very clever idea to use our own blood cells to get around the problem. This is Mauro Magnani. He's a researcher at the University of Urbino in Italy. He's teamed up with researchers at Philips Research, and what they've done is come up with a clever strategy to use red blood cells. Now, the contrast agent they're using is something called iron oxide, in other words, rust. This is a paramagnetic or magnetic chemical, which means you can use it to act as a contrast enhancer for MRI, magnetic resonance scans. Now, if you give iron oxide into the bloodstream, it very quickly gets picked up by parts of the immune system that deal with foreign things in the body and gets flushed out, so it's difficult to pick it up for very long. So what they do is to take some red blood cells out of the body, put them into a more dilute solution, and because the cells are more concentrated than the solution around them, they start to soak up water, and this makes them blow up like a balloon. And this stretching effect opens up little gaps in the membranes of the cells so that then the particles of iron oxide, nanoparticles, can get inside the cells. They then put them back in a normal solution, the cells shrink down, but now the nanoparticles are trapped inside. So you then reinfuse those particles inside the cells back into the patient, and they then circulate for the lifetime of the red blood cell, which is about 120 days, and you've effectively got contrast on tap.
Do we know doing this to red blood cells is going to affect the way they work in our blood system? Is it going to be a problem for us absorbing oxygen?
Well, it shouldn't make any detrimental difference. Iron oxide, nanoparticles like this, have already been licensed to use as a contrast agent for patients in hospital. They haven't been licensed for putting inside red blood cells. And so the next step and what they're going to be looking at in the coming months is whether this is safe and effective, and therefore whether it can be used.